Good job, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to, this was a good point that one of the sisters made before when she said that feminism is an ideology. I think it's been a massive conflation today in the audience with feminism as a political philosophy, because that's what it is, it's a political philosophy, it's an ideology, as she's mentioned, it's correct, and women's rights as a concept. Women's rights is a concept which feminism doesn't have a monopoly on. So you can embody women's rights in a variety of different ways. I mean, there was a recent survey in America with they were asking women. I think Reuters did it, or one of those organizations. And I think more than 80% of women disassociated themselves with feminism in America. And this does not mean that 80% of women in America are not pro women's rights. I think this is the conflation that is being made, that I think anything that is feminism, it must be women's rights. We believe in women's rights. I mean, this is the thing we can say unequivocally and like without any problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in chapter 4, verse 127, يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ قُلِ اللَّهُ يَفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they ask you about women, concerning women's rights and women. Say Allah will tell you about that. So in other words, from a Quranic or Islamic perspective, we also believe we have a model that aims to liberate women, which is a model which is based on this a religious, theological underpinning, rather than a political philosophy. And this is the danger of calling yourself a feminist. Because
you need to keep it short.
I will try and keep it short. When you call yourself a feminist, you're associating yourself with the scholastic tradition that has existed ever since the first wave of feminism. And that, unfortunately, includes that which repudiates Islam. Mm. So then you have a conflict between Islamic theology and the feminist discourse.
So I want